townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 8th of December, and Trishy is here.
Good morning. Trish, just love Thursday.
I got to say it. Trish the Dish is here with us. Hey, our phone phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, everybody. And we have had
snow and wind and rain, and oh my goodness, and it's 37
and lions
degrees.
And tigers and bears, oh my.
37 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading, and a light rain going on. We're looking for a high today of 47, so it's not going to change much or get much warmer. Tonight, a low of 46. So kind of just staying, hanging in there at a cold. On Friday, a high of 53, a low of 43. On Saturday, 54, and then just a low of 40. So, you know, it's not.
Is it going to rain Sunday?
On Sunday, 30% chance of showers.
Okay. Which means a 70% chance it won't?
There you go. And it's going to continue to rain off and on throughout. Slight chance of showers on Sunday and a chance of rain on Monday. Just going to be a cold and stormy kind of thing, but no
a
snow.
Cold and
I don't think
day.
Right here.
No.
Yeah. So that's kind of good.
In the studio, it's going to be warm and cheerful.
Absolutely. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, now this comes in from Sonny. Trish the Dish and Carl the Spoon, because he knows how to spoon it out. Okay.
Well, does that mean Trish knows how to dish it out?
There you go.
I've completely forgotten what I was going to say then. You know, the other end of the spectrum is on here with his microphone on. Snow last night, you know, elk killer goes out and, sits there or walks out and walks into the snow like she's seen it 1,000 times. Meanwhile, I'm looking at it going, and everybody on Facebook is like 1,000 entries on Facebook. It's snowing.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
I was playing poker
and I didn't see any of it, but
I had it around.
Well, it kept raining and it disappeared.
Yeah. Right.
So. Anyway, what else happened there? I guess that was the big thing, was that. And then, of course, Pearl Harbor Day yesterday.
Pearl Harbor Day. And I think that, you know, of the group that we always had a celebration, and I think we did yesterday at the Board of Supervisors for the our veterans. Actually, you know, I think we only actually have two left in Shasta County. Two Shasta County residents.
Mel Fisher
out Fisher, in yeah, yeah. And I
think just another one that,
yes.
that was he wasn't on, he was kind of in that the area around there on a ship there, but I'm not sure because he was a little bit younger.
You know, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, when I first got involved in all these politics, we had a lot of them. That we had a big ceremony on Pearl Harbor Day, and every year it seems like you know we're getting further and further away. The only way that those memories of all of those things are going to continue is if we continue to teach them to our children in school, and unfortunately we're just not doing that a very good job of that.
You know, a lot of people not even sure about World War II, who was in it, or why, you know, when you tell them the United States fought in this war, they didn't even know who the adversaries were.
No.
And there's something wrong about that.
Well, there's a lot. No, isn't that something? There's a lot wrong about that.
You know, when you go into a war that changed, totally changed the face of the world.
There you go.
Totally changed the face of the world. The United States came out of it as a power unlike any other has seen in the world, in the history of the world, after World War II. And starting out with a woefully unprepared military, not enough forces at all, and then by in a space of 5 years was turning out a ship a week, thousands of tanks, thousands of planes, and fighting men who had not been brought up in the Russian, or not the Russian, but the German general staff model, or the French, who, you know, prided themselves on fighting. These guys came up, and as one of the German officers, they, you know, found, as when they found it with things that he had written, he says, "We've read all of the tactic manuals that the Americans have written. Unfortunately, they haven't read them." And, you know, because, you know, the Americans would fight them in different ways. And it was just like it was what we do best. You know, we think on the move, we're aggressive, we're powerful, and we had the machinery. So
and our women were in the factories.
And the women were in the factories.
And, you know, the sad part, Carl, is that that is not recorded in our – is no longer being recorded and taught in our schools. There's like a page in the history book in our young people in the classroom. They're learning, and the only thing they're learning about World War II is that we were the bad guys because we bombed.
You know, in the
I have to focus on that because if we don't teach our children, if we don't establish that how our country was founded, the true story of how our country was founded from the very beginning, as opposed to the mantra that we've been subjected to for the last 8 years about what an evil country we are. That's what our kids are going to know. They're not going to know what a wonderful, spectacular world this is.
That's true. And the other part of that is, and it's been tried before a couple of times. It's been beaten down. I'm not sure how much more times is how we dropped atomic bombs on Japan. And how could, you know, we're the only country in the world that's ever used atomic warfare, you know, nuclear warfare on other countries. And yet they forget the previous 5 years of the fight that went on.
And the many lives that were saved as a result of
not
that.
Not only American lives, but Japanese lives.
They would have fought to the last man.
How many million Japanese lives would have been lost?
That's right.
In that, because we would have cleared the islands.
That's
the only way you were going to beat them. And they find, you know, after the second bomb was dropped. Said, hey, by the way, you know, they had to say, I wonder how many more of these they have. Because, hey, we're working our way closer to Tokyo here, guys. Yeah. And but it's good that you know, but people have to understand why that happened. And yesterday at the service at Pearl Harbor, the admiral speaking says, thanks for all those warriors who did not take a knee. And he got a standing ovation.
There you go.
You got to love that.
You got to love that. And I got to say, there is karma. Poetic justice at its best. Look at what the 49ers are doing this year. And take another knee, Kaepernick.
Oh, they had this one. They had a photo yesterday, and it said, the oppression of Colin Kaepernick by the white man. And it was Clay Matthews tackling him. And it was a face plant of Kaepernick in the ground, and Clay Matthews from the Packers on his back driving him into the ground. I mean, it was that perfect shot. You know, I mean, it probably, you know, they rolled over and all that, but it was that perfect shot that just he was just buried in this, and it was, well, you know what? And they didn't have a good game.
Karma. What can I say?
Hey. Okay,
put that out there in the universe that comes back and gets you.
He not only is this segment brought to you by Sleep Number, a different segment of Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60, still 60.
55 and just doing
your Sleep Number
job.
Setting is 55.
My Sleep Number setting is 55 and has been for, you know what?
Well,
a long time. It just works.
Linda and I have something you don't have. Oh, no, you may have it. We have the new Comfort Fit pillow.
No, don't have that.
Oh, man. You have got to go down and try this. I mean, seriously, this has got to be the best pillow that I've ever slept on. And Linda, you know, Linda's got this pillow thing that she goes, finds pillow after pillow.
I do too.
You know, you do, and you toss them. Go down to Sleep Number right now. You go down there and say, I want to see the Comfort Fit pillow. Lay on it, put your head on it, and I bet you that you're going to love this pillow. And right now you can buy one and then get 50% off the second one. And these pillows are great. I mean, you know, we went out and bought that, you know, quote, you know, that perfect pillow that this guy advertises. And then, by the way, they had to settle a lawsuit on it. Did you know that?
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
And I think Parvik was right back here to Reading. And then there's another one that we got. And okay, that one was cool. And then these others. But these are the ones.
Okay.
You can only get them at Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. They got other accessories, too, besides just a bed. And the sheets.
You've never bought sheets that fit like the Sleep Comfort sheets.
Never. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages, 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 37 degrees going up to a whopping 47. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Favorite holiday tradition returns to the Cascade Theater Wednesday, December 21st, with Tamashin Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This cultural holiday feast for the whole family is filled with all new music, dancing, and heartwarming stories that fill the Cascade with joy, laughter, Irish melodies, and the giving spirit of the season. Wednesday, December 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Ready.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Lark. Thursday.
I love Thursdays, girl. even if I do have to get up at dark 100 on Thursday morning.
Oh, no.
I know.
Hey, adopt a veteran. You can adopt a veteran. Yeah, you can.
You got somebody in mind?
Yeah, you just go over to the veteran's home. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you can't. You know, one of those 30, 35-year-old
Yeah,
Afghan
that's the
ones
I'm looking at, absolutely.
Take them home, you know, make sure, you know. Yeah. Find them out there.
Take cougar stuff.
Adopt a veteran. Make the holiday special for a veteran at the Reading Veterans Home. You can go down to Veterans Home down there, and they've got a star on the Adopt a Veteran tree. You can just take it and you can buy a present. Make sure it's wrapped and get it back to them between the 15th and the 22nd of December. So there. They also are going to have a resident holiday open house both the 12th and the 14th of December from 2 to 4 p.m. Come help the residents celebrate the holidays with family and friends. You can host a party table for a resident neighborhood if you like. Host responsibilities, provide volunteers to host table and visit with residents. Decorate a 8-foot table, provide paper goods and food or drink to serve 50 people. Get a hold of Jackie to talk about how you would like to do this. 224-3828. What else do we have here? Oh, we got a couple others we're going to be reading later on. We've got Sam Paredes coming on at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We've got so many things to talk about, though.
Let's talk a little bit about some of his appointments.
Okay. You've got them written down here.
I have some of them. I have some of them written down, and because I'm not very good with names, but I've forgotten the one that I specifically wanted to talk about. His newest choice, the gentleman that he's chosen for the EPA.
Scott Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt. What a brilliant choice. And, I mean,
this is a guy that sued the EPA.
He's got the Democrats jumping off the top of the Empire State.
Bernie's going,
are you kidding me?
Bernie's going, his hands are moving so fast he's taken off once.
I laughed so hard when I heard that because you know what? That's exactly what we want. The other thing I really like about his appointments really well is how much military he's bringing in. He's bringing in a lot of retired military people,
a lot of Marines.
A lot of Marines, yes, he is. But I like that discipline, if you will, of the military thought process.
Well,
I think it's wonderful to bring that back into government and get rid of the bureaucratic, close enough for government work nonsense.
Well, you know, this thing about with the bureaucracies, they've come up through the bureaucracies in many ways.
That's right.
Now,
they know nothing about the real world or the people they're serving.
The military is a bureaucracy too.
It is.
Any
but
way you look
totally
at it,
totally different.
And it's got its groups that are your, you know, you have your bean counters and button pushers, and then you have your warriors. Not that everyone's not out there putting their life on the line. Okay, don't misunderstand me. But you have, I mean, to make a large organization run, you've got people of all different ilks
they've got to be.
Every one of them is admired for being in the service. But then you've got these ones out there like Mathis and Kelly and the guy
Mike Flynn.
Flynn.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly wrote this article. His son, by the way, was killed in Afghanistan. General Kelly's son was killed in Afghanistan.
I read that.
And he's coming in the Department of Homeland Security. He wrote and he gave a speech about these two Marines. One was from a biracial child that came from a poor family. And then the other Marine came from an upper middle class Midwestern family. Would have never known each other except for the Marine Corps. Talked about an incident where a suicide bomb, a truck, came in. And there was 150 Marines and Iraqi soldiers in these barracks there. And when it came, the truck came around the corner and it made its way through. And it and then it's charged for the barracks area where it had 2,000 pounds of explosives in it.
Wow.
When it went off, the engine landed 200 yards away. It's got it on the video, and he talks about it, and he says, Corporal so-and-so and Lance Corporal so-and-so. He said, at this point, they had 6 seconds to live. When it came out, they didn't ask for directions. They didn't know because they were told by their sergeant, nobody gets through here. They stood out in the middle of this road that was, you know, that had buildings on either side, and they started firing. And the camera caught it. And while all the other Iraqis were running and that were out there guarding, they were all running for their lives because they knew what was going to happen. The two Marines stood there and hammered away at the truck until the truck stopped in front of them and then exploded. Now, both of them were killed. And Kelly went over himself. He lost his son. And he went over himself to try. Before you can write somebody up for a medal, it's got to have – you got to have people there that saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, so the ones higher up back in the bureaucracies won't just eh. And he talked to the Iraqis, the only ones that were there that saw it. And to a man, they all said the same thing. They should have run. They could have run. Because here was – we knew what it was. Everybody knew what it was, and we were running just to save our lives, and the two Marines stood there delivering fire to stop the truck, which they did. They both, of course, were killed. Both received the Navy Cross, this nation's second highest decoration for valor. They knew what was going to happen, but they were not going to let that truck get by to their brothers, and they kill them. So this is Kelly. And like I said, he lost his son. He was in charge of Guantanamo. This, you know, he is a man of great planning ability. And so what Trump has done is he's made a statement when he put Mathis in SecDef. What he has said is this. We're going to defend our country. We are going to get back into the level of what the Pentagon and our forces should be, not a social experiment, but to fight wars. And to fight wars correctly, smartly, with the right equipment, the right training, so that we can save as many lives as we possibly can and protect our nation.
And that's the statement kind of that he's made in every one of the departments that he's picked somebody, whether it be, you know, the Department of Education, the Transportation Secretary, Housing and Human the Housing Authority, putting Ben Carson in urban development. That's brilliant. The education secretary, Betsy DeVos,
she's made the, people crazy.
Oh, I know, but she's a perfect choice because she knows about the alternatives to the very unsatisfactory public education system that we have. The people that are dealing with it now, they don't see the problem. Their children are in private schools. Their children are where they want them to be and have all the choices. What's wrong with you that you have to go to a school that isn't teaching your children properly?
Why shouldn't a family whose children are going to a substandard school
have the choices that anybody has
and be able to go to a charter school, get a voucher to be able to do that?
And it's a very simple system.
Who could be against that?
All the Democrats are. All the people who want to control
teachers,
what our children teachers, are receiving, and
teachers
the teachers
union,
the teachers,
teachers
union.
Union,
absolutely.
Well, the union is. There's a lot of teachers out there, though. They're not against that. No, they know what they're in. You know, they. You know what? They love these kids. You know, and they want them to be educated, and they see the systems they're in.
That's right. But the
and,
one
but
thing
they're
she's,
stuck in that too.
You know, is she's in agreement with, and I think Trump has stated, is that the education system at the federal level is too much bureaucracy and too many layers. This needs to be returned, as it should have never gone to the federal government anyway, because it's not a part of.
Should be, you know what? If you want to have a standard that says every high school kid should be able to do these things, and which I think the federal government should do, is say they should be able to do these things.
One of which is know our American history.
They should be able to do these things, and then. States, you'll do it. I'm cutting the bureaucracy back and pushing all that money back down.
Push
the
that
states.
Money back down where you can put it. Right. If we spent the amount of money we spend on education but targeted it down at the local level, we'd have plenty of money to educate our children, and they could do it in a proper manner by choosing schools that work for them.
There you go. Okay.
And so the choices have been brilliant as far as I'm concerned, and I really must admit that I'm enjoying the far right, absolutely conservative, and I've always thought of myself as a conservative, but there's a group out there that will hang themselves over a single issue and not pay attention to the rest of it. I mean, it's a lot of throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. They just can't seem to get beyond themselves.
Are some of them having problems? Oh, Mark Levin.
Well, Mark Levin. I mean, what's with
Mark
him?
Levin never supported Trump.
I understand that.
He was a cruise guy. But then he got on board.
And that's exactly right.
I don't know.
So what my complaint always is once again, we have to be careful of those Republicans who are going to be in the critical instead of letting – let's see what happens, and let's go and give him a little
There's
rope here to do.
There's not going to be a honeymoon.
You know, so let's not be the one pulling him down. The Democrats are going to do part of that.
Right.
The Republicans need to shut up and watch a while.
All right. By the way, since you're looking for veterans for adoption, Jarhead says I'm up for adoption.
Okay.
Disclaimer: I drink too much whiskey, smoke too many cigars, and yell "Oorah" in my sleep. Which is probably a lot because he does drink a lot of whiskey. Nah, just kidding. Hey, you know what? I've got the perfect present for you, for anybody. It is from Omaha Steaks. You know what? We got that Omaha Steaks package.
Yeah.
We got the fillets. We got everything. It was great. It is great. I'm still eating on it. Yeah, I love kielbasa sausage, especially Omaha Steaks. Here you go. You're looking for that gift. That package was like a $300 package. Remember when we gave it away to Chad Fowler? And he got one of these. I hope, Chad, if you don't have that, please call me because I'd like to know what happened there because I told my salespeople to fix that if you didn't get it. Let me tell you about that. For now, through Christmas, for $49.99, you get the same package.
Wow.
But you have to put in the secret letters, the code CL, Carl Linda. CL has got to go in there. And in this, you get not only do you get the filet mignons and the top sirloins and the pork chops and the chicken breasts, sausages, meatballs, you know, all of these things. You get opportunity also when you look at on their website, all the, you know, they have recipes, they have all these things on there. And I'm going to send one, and I hope she's not listening now, one to my sister. Because they like their meat eaters.
They're perfect.
And you know
they're
what?
Perfect.
And it arrives, and it's, like I said, you can save 77% right now on a family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Enter our order code CL in the search bar. Add the family gift pack. I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay.
It says it's got big letters. It's, you know, it's capitalized, of course, CL. And then you add the family gift pack to the cart. And you get a 77% savings. There's nothing better than this.
Yep.
I'm thinking
perfect
about
gift.
It. I mean, I'm thinking about sending it to
nobody has to
people.
Put it on a shelf and try to dust
no,
it.
They're gonna,
it's something
it goes,
that everybody's going to enjoy.
It gets there frozen. You put it in your freezer, and then you just eat it for the next couple of weeks.
There you go.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, got to turn us on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're not going to talk to Bob anymore during the breaks because
we keep him
looking at us and then the break's over.
Yeah, there you go. So our bad.
Enough of that. That was our bad. Okay, it is 24 minutes before the RB o'clock. I'm here with Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday. It's Thursday. Great. Yeah.
But the weather, 37 degrees going up to 47, rain.
And cold.
And
cold.
Rain and more rain. It's but it's cold. Good for one thing.
What's that?
It's filling up the lake.
It's
giving us snowpack.
It is.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. Sharon's got a billboard.
I know, I love her billboard.
And she took a photo of it.
Yeah,
This is really cute. So don't miss on. If you know Sharon Clark, you know what a great person she is. But she's got this billboard up, so she took a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she had all these comments. She goes, I am so embarrassed. Because, you know, you have a billboard up with your photo on it.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know why? But,
and I said to her,
come on. It's Home Helpers.
It's Home Helpers, and it is. But she's gonna realize that when we go out or we're together, it always happens that she says, God, Trish, you know everybody. I said, oh, Sharon, wait.
Just wait. Wait for a couple of minutes. Home Helpers. Look,
I mean,
if you need in-home health care, whether it's short-term, say for an operation or you know, a broken leg or something like this, Home Helpers. If it's long-term in-home care where you get better, you feel more comfortable staying in your home, it's Sharon Clark and her Home Helpers crew. Give her a call at 226-8350. They're all trained, background investigated, insured, bonded, and personally handpicked by Sharon. You're not going to get anything better than this. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Great lady. Local business. All right. Okay. Now, we got the Scott Pruitt. We got that. Now, I thought we'd take on a few more things are going on.
Okay.
The other thing about Scott Pruitt, they're saying he's a global warmer denier.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And he denies that there's global warming.
The
way that people are explaining it.
And the science supports him. They keep saying, now, of course, you read in the paper that scientists disagree. They completely will not acknowledge the documents that came out of the summit over, was it in Paris, where they said all of that is lies, and here's the proof, all of the things they've been telling us, boom, boom, boom. Boy, they took that, the media, when I say they is the establishment and the media, and they just took those documents and threw them away and expect that the rest of us are all going to forget that everything they're telling us is a bunch of a pack of lies and has been proven as such.
Well, how do you really feel?
Well, I feel like we
do you
just,
feel like no? Do you feel like there's war? Is the globe warming?
Absolutely, but you know what? What it's doing is it's doing exactly what it has been doing. How many ice ages have we been through? At one time, this whole area in our past was all under the ocean. There's evidence of that all over the place. In the 50s or 40s, they were telling us we were going back into another ice age. We have cycled through these climate changes forever, and what we're doing has very little to do with that. Should we protect our air? Should we protect our soil? Yes, absolutely. We shouldn't knowingly throw bad things into it. But are what we're doing, are what the cow's doing causing climate change? I don't think so. And in fact, I climate denier, that's me, just like him.
Well, and that moves us into something else then, too.
Oh, I know where you're going now.
Chemtrails. Well, people will tell you that chemtrails are helping to are causing part of the warmth of the climate, because the government is putting millions of tons of these particles in the air.
You cannot convince me that. Now, I was married to a pilot for 36 years. You cannot convince me that they can get every pilot that flies an airplane to be a part of this huge conspiracy to go up in their airplanes every day knowingly and drop particles of stuff that are going to kill their kids and their grandkids. Really? I'm not buying that. And they don't know they're doing it. Well, of course they do. It's been everywhere. And if there was any evidence to support that, you couldn't get that many pilots to fly that many airplanes to do that.
Well, I think
and I don't need any more evidence than that.
Okay, so everything else that they're saying, then you just say, "Well, that's not right."
No, I just
totally disbelieve the whole thing.
I do. I'm a denier.
And you know, and the funny. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's just move on right from there.
Well, how do you feel about it? I mean, do you buy into that?
You know what? Nobody has proven, and I've told Dane this, and you know, Dane, I believe he's a very sincere guy. Nobody has shown me the rock-solid proof of where the stuff's coming from, how it's delivered to the planes, where the plane's flying out of, and this has been going on for 50 years, as they tell me. That's where I have my biggest – that's where I have – I said I just can't go forward with it unless somebody shows me that. Oh, well, we've got pictures of these planes spraying it.
I'll even give you that.
Okay, it's spraying it. Where does that plane come from? Where does it load at? Where are these millions of tons of aluminum particles and particulates and all these things coming from? Is it a big tunnel underneath the earth? Is it going to a underground airfield that these planes are taking off and flying all over the world? I mean, are we really? I mean, just show me that. And that's been my question for 8 years. Is just, I know what it takes for the logistics of something like this.
That's my point.
I'm not saying it's not happening. I'm not saying that those, okay, I'll give you. Okay, they're spraying something. Where's it come from?
Well, I won't even give you
that. And
what
do they give you? They give you a sergeant that was kicked out of the Air Force because I told people about this. One, I mean, this is something that takes, this is general officer. This is almost, you know, if this is the government's in it, this is a whole division of the government that has to do something like this.
But you have to have so many people
involved
who if in fact it was true, would have to be questioning it. If in fact there was evidence that these airplanes, and there's hundreds, of, and they, as they try to tell you, it's you look at the sky, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So every pilot that gets into the man that, and pilots, to the best of my knowledge and all the pilots I've been associated with, they don't just get into their airplane and fly it. They do checks. They do things that they know
They've shown photos that said, okay, these are all the tanks that are being loaded. Okay.
And all these pilots and crews just get in there and they don't question any of that?
You know what? They can't even keep – they said, well, you know, they kept the nuclear secrets safe, you know, during World War II. I said, it was a war. And they didn't keep it safe because it got out after 3 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, it didn't. And so here come the phone calls. But we've got
– Well, and you expected something different?
Well, I'm just saying this.
I know.
I'm changing my – what I've said. I'm changing my viewpoint to say, okay, I believe that you got something coming out of those planes. I believe that now. I will acquiesce to that.
Okay.
That, okay, there, you have photos of something coming out of airplanes.
Okay.
Where do the airplanes come from? All right, but Nick, you hang on because we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Holiday coffee beans, pumpkin spice, triple chocolate, peppermint bark,
oh,
Jack
that's
Frost.
That's gotta be good.
Ooh, peppermint bark. A perfect blend of coffee, chocolate, and peppermint for the holidays. All of this down at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. Cigar grab bags for the holidays, $19.99 and up. Your favorite cigars for your favorite people. You can get, you know, further you get, I believe, oh, you get four for the price of three. So you're getting one, you know, free. And then everything, anything you could possibly want in the tobacco accessories, tobacco shop, and, of course, the walk-in humidor. Everything is absolutely fabulous at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to veterans at Espresso Joe's and supports this community in so many different ways. We're going to be down there. We're getting bags of coffee, you know, small bags of coffee mm-hmm. to give as presents to people. And we go over to their houses and stuff because it's really great coffee. I mean, mm-hmm. imagine giving a pound of pumpkin spice.
It's oh! Good. Yeah.
And by the way, we talked about that the other night. But anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back. It's a quarter till eight right here at KCNR 1460. 37 degrees, going up to 47 today with lots of rain. Stay warm, stay dry.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I felt so foolish when I got home. You're wrong.
Welcome back. Where's the music? I mean, come on, Bob. This is two times in a row we've had no music.
Yeah. We don't know how to act.
Come on. Come on. Give me a little question. Give me an answer. Just say the music machine broke.
It locked up.
Okay, music machine broke. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And he doesn't. You're on. Hey, everybody.
Be flexible,
welcome
Carl.
Back. It's Thursday. It's December the 8th. I hope everybody's having a great day. We are. I'm here with my buddy, Trish.
Yeah,
it's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 37 degrees, going up to 47 today. And the phone lines are lit up. So let's go start with Nick. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Trish. Hey, before I get into the chemtrails, I want to tell you about an experience with my 5-year-old granddaughter Monday. I was sitting there talking to her, and something come up about cowboys and Indians, and she looked at me funny, and I says, well, you know what cowboys are, don't you? And she says, yeah, a football team.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Hey, listen, on these chemtrails. Now, I go up and down as far as being a believer, and I'm more of a believer, and I don't claim to have the evidence. But I'll tell you this. 2 days ago, my wife took a video of a plane that came up with a long, long vapor trail, and it shut off, and it went for, 6 inches in the sky, and it started up again. And I wonder how you explain that. And I've looked and watched a few days ago where it was just covered with these vapor trails, and then one day there isn't one, and I spot a jet up there with a vapor trail that looks like it's 6 or 8 inches long, you know, looking up at the horizon, and that's the way I feel they should be. And it was the coldest day of the year. And, you know, I just can't find an explanation why they're there some days and why they're not there at other days. And one that stands out to me is the 4th of July. I looked over on the 4th of July, the eastern horizon, and it was worse than a tic-tac-toe. And I thought, there's not that much commercial traffic on the 4th of July. People are settled in where they're going to go, you know. And then I see on the news on YouTube where you have government officials saying, yes, we're putting these particulates in the air here and there to reflect the sunlight and stop the ultraviolet rays from hitting the earth. And it seems to me that, you know, I don't think anybody's saying that commercial pilots and commercial planes are doing this. I think it's more directed to what you might call black ops or something like that with the military. Maybe they're flying out of Area 51. Who knows? But it sure seems odd to me when you see a chemtrail going from horizon to horizon that isn't completely white. It's an off color like you might see on a Siamese cat that spreads out. And you see one after another, and pretty quick they're morphed into clouds. And I just wanted to share that with you. I don't think that they... Well, I kind of compare it to climate change. You know, you've got all these government scientists that says, you know, we're going to be underwater pretty quick. And you've got Trish here, and I agree with Trish. The climate's been changing forever. Well, you know, they're feeding themselves their own crap on what they're pouring into the atmosphere. And, maybe it's just got away from them.
No, could be, Nick. And you do bring up good questions that certainly provoke a thought process. And I can't, from my point of view, if it's strictly the government, I wouldn't put anything past them.
You know, about 15 years ago, I did a survey around town. I'm around town talking to people all day, every day. And I asked people to just give me your first yes or no. Do you trust the government? Okay. You know, I got 2 yeses out of about 200 people.
Oh, there you go. And that's a sad. That right there says a statement about our country that just needs to be turned around.
You know, and I went to Dane Wigington's last presentation last weekend down at the Shasta County Library. And he said, actually, Christmas Day last year, it was raining in the North Pole. And that this year, there's going to be almost a 50-degree swing in the North Pole that's going to let off an unbelievable amount of methane. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but I wonder if that could be why Jerry Brown wants to buy a butt plug for every cow in California to kind of offset that. What do you think?
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot.
Nick, great clothes.
We'll talk to you later, Nick. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Carolyn. Good morning,
hi,
Carolyn.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Carolyn. Good morning.
Hey, I'm hoping Linda's with you.
Nope. I got Trish with me today.
Okay. Well, hi, Chris. Anyway, I got to go to the Shasta High School Magical Musical Dinner Theater last night.
Oh,
and
okay.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Such talent. What fabulous singers. The parents and staff, whoever helps put this on, which is one of NFI's workers, Mr. Bob Shaw.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Well,
I mean,
good.
That's what I heard from everyone.
Show.
What I've heard from everyone has been there. That's been the report from everyone that's been there. Unfortunately, I think that if you're going to see this, you need to get tickets like in September because they're completely sold out. Have been
for
a while.
Oh, my gosh. I got very fortunate that my friend called me at the last minute and said, I've got an extra ticket. I'm like, I'll take it.
There you
go. So it was a fabulous show. What a great thing that Reading has to offer.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for the report, Carolyn.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a fabulous day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Take care.
Wow. I'm glad. You know, Madrigal, I've heard that from a lot of people.
You know, everybody, I have a couple of friends, and I tried to get tickets for it a couple, 3 weeks ago, and they've been sold out for a long time. So next year I've got it on my calendar to start looking into that in September and October and be sure that I get tickets for it because everybody tells me it's just absolutely fantastic.
We've been to it before, and I tell you what, it is absolutely fabulous. It really is. You know, I've had Sunco is telling me she's had a little problem getting into the Omaha Steaks thing.
A website?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, not, and they do not have a family gift pack. Okay, well, I'm finding this out right now.
Those packages, just to go right back into that Omaha Steak thing is for especially if you're in a situation in your life where you're cooking for one or two people and you're used to cooking those great big meals, this is really good food that you can put out and in a hurry. The steaks, the portions are all just right for one or two people without coming up with all of that fantastic, and especially this time of year when you've got shopping and parties and things that you're doing and life is so busy. This makes for really good home-cooked meals without a lot of effort. Omaha Steak's been around for a long time.
They
the
have.
Product is
they
said, incredible.
It's got a lot of things going on there, too. Okay.
So I'm looking forward to the next hour in our conversation.
We're going to have Sam Prentice here, and we're going to be talking guns and the new gun laws. I talked to him the other day, and he just is like,
they still can't get their arms around it because it's so big.
I read it because they had an article came out in Sacramento Bee, and I said, does this guy have this right? It can't be right. And he goes, oh, no, it's right. I'm just flabbergasted. It's incredible. I'm not sure if I'm legal or illegal.
Well, I think that there's not a question in my mind that on several fronts after the first of the year and going forward, most of us are going to be illegal in some manner or another, unless we're prepared to turn in, register, stop using, modify practically every piece of gun armament that we have in our possession, bullets, lead, all of the things that are a part of this. I think at some point almost all of us are going to be criminals.
Some of us are criminals already.
Well, could be. Who knows?
In our own little way.
Yeah, I mean,
In our own little way.
The unfortunate part of that is that I don't believe they've done one thing in any of this legislation to do anything to stop crime and or criminals.
I don't think it is either.
No.
There's no way in the world that because when you look at it, okay, when you look at it, the amount of crimes caused, you know, that are done with a long gun, it's like 1%. 1 or 2% at the most. And so what they're going to do is...
How many FFL license holders commit crimes every year?
Well, federal firearms license, probably none. But how many? But if you look at like things like concealed carry, How many concealed carry people commit
no,
a crime every
FSL,
year?
I meant CCW.
And CCW. And the answer in Shasta County is zero. And there's 7,000 people that are carrying guns. So obviously they're walking around and they're not – those guns are not leaping out and shooting people.
No, darn things. You can put them on a chair and leave them by your front door all day long and they won't
I must have the laziest – I must have the laziest M4 in the world because it's set in my chair for a year.
Yeah.
And not one time did it threaten anybody.
I know.
Didn't threaten anybody.
I have one.
It never loaded itself, walked outside, and shot anybody.
Amazing.
You know, I mean, I use it to, never mind. Okay. Sam Preda's coming back. You know, I thought we'd get more of a rise out of that. Okay, last thing in then this thing going on, and we've only got like 10 seconds left, but this thing with Papini is still going on, still on the front pages of national news, and now they're going after the story. And then you've got people that live here in town saying, well, I think there's some suspicious things about it. And I'm like,
give it a rest.
You know, maybe it's because I've talked to Tom Basinko, and maybe a little bit offline, but he made it real clear on the show the other day. Oh, no. We're treating this like, you know, this is an abduction. Because of what had happened to her. Anyway, hey, when we come back at 8:05 after the news, we'll have Sam Prentice with us. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news is a service of Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Residents in North Dakota still digging themselves out of their homes after a severe blizzard swept through the state earlier this week.
The worst we've had this week, just a lot of multiple vehicle crashes, where a couple cars will come into low visibility and they'll run into each other.
That's North Dakota Highway Patrol Sergeant Ryan Dolesky, who spoke to KXMC-TV. Authorities in Minot, North Dakota, have issued a travel advisory. Among the stops today for President-elect Donald Trump on his thank you tour, Des Moines, Iowa. It's a state that Governor Terry Branstad says came through big for Trump on Election Day.
He carried Iowa by nearly 10 points, carried 93 of 99 counties. That's the best a Republican's done in Iowa for president in a long, long time.
Authorities have charged two juveniles with starting an East Tennessee wildfire that killed 14 people and destroyed or damaged more than 1,700 buildings.
A fire that originated in the Chimney Tops area of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park on or about November the 23rd.
That's 4th District Attorney General James Dunn. The blaze went on to threaten the town of Gatlinburg, and then it also left 14 people dead. More than 1,700 structures damaged or destroyed. Investigators honing in on electrical appliances as a possible cause of last week's warehouse fire that left 36 people dead in Oakland, California. ATF Special Agent in Charge Jill Snyder says there was little or no chance of escape for many people on the second floor.
Smoke traveled up the stairwells, trapping the occupants on the second floor. There was rapid progression of the fire.
The death toll in the most lethal building fire in this country in more than 10 years was not expected to go any higher. Fewer Americans signed up for unemployment benefits last week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 2 points. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alaska Airlines has removed the last major hurdle of buying Virgin America.
The airline says it agreed to settle a private antitrust lawsuit that threatened to hold up its $2.6 billion purchase of Virgin America. The settlement comes a day after the U.S. Justice Department approved the purchase, but only after Alaska agreed to scale back a partnership it has with American Airlines on some routes. The deal will make Alaska the nation's fifth biggest airline, leapfrogging over JetBlue Airways, which also tried to buy Virgin America.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks were off to a mixed start on Wall Street, keeping the major indexes at or near their record high levels from yesterday. Banks and energy companies gained in early trading. Other sectors fell. Utilities, real estate and healthcare stocks all suffered small declines in early trading. Several stocks were moving on earnings news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained almost 300 points yesterday. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. The proposed merger of AT&T and Time Warner raising some antitrust considerations on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the Senate antitrust panel has a basic mission when it comes to this deal.
We want to ensure that our policies don't lead to higher costs, fewer choices, and worse services for consumers.
AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson says the proposed merger addresses those concerns.
We want to get the most content to the most people at the lowest prices.
But critics say the $85 billion deal stifles competition because it creates one massive company that distributes information and entertainment with another that produces that content.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates climbed for the sixth straight week in the aftermath of the Trump election victory, marking another new high for the year. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average on a 30-year mortgage is up to 4.13%. More from townhall.com.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, December the 8th. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, and I just love Thursday mornings and this brisk little wet day that we've got going, 37 degrees, and light rain and fog as we speak. Looking for a high today of 47. Tonight, just a low of 46. And tomorrow on Friday, a high of 53 and a low of 43. Kind of same weather pattern to carry through the weekend. 40% chance of rain on Friday, 70% chance of rain, and 80 and 70 all night long. So where it's going to look like it's going to rain through Saturday. By Sunday, we're looking for just a slight chance of showers. And the weather's going to hang about the same with a high of 52. And a low of 39. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's cold. Is your heater working the way it should? Are you sure it is? Are your air ducts clean? Are your filters clean? You know, it can cost you hundreds of dollars in electrical bills if it's not working correctly. Well, that's Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, and a man of integrity, and his people are just outstanding. They come in, they do their job, they tell you what's going on. You never have to worry about it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Now, before we get to Sam Paredes, this is for everybody that's, you know, is trying to order Omaha Steaks. Cause, okay, so you go to their homepage, and on there is a search bar, you know, like a regular search bar.
At the top of the page.
At the top of the page, you'll see a search bar. It says search in it. Just type in C, capital L, and then hit search, And it'll take you to the page, and it's the family pack. It's a $217 value. I said it was $300, but it was $217 value, $49.99. There you go.
And you can order as many as you want?
You can order as many as you want. There you go.
There you go.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Sam Prettis. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. Chris, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Sam. So looking forward to this conversation.
We're doing great, but we're also sad because of what happens January 1st, and that's why you're on. And that's one of the reasons you're on, besides the fact that you're really a nice guy and we like you a lot. So,
well, first of all, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope that everybody is looking forward to a wonderful Christmas time and celebrating what it means, the reality of what Christmas is. But after Christmas and after the New Year celebration, we are going to be hit here in California square between the eyes with all kinds of anti-gun gobbledygook right here in the state of California. We've been talking about it for months since the legislature left. But here's the reality. As of January 1st, you will not be able to go to any gun store in the state of California and buy an AR-15 or AK-47 platform rifle that has a bullet button of any kind anywhere in the state. If you don't, be illegal to be sold. Yeah, they will not be sold in the state of California. Dealers who don't have assault weapons dealers licenses are going to be in violation of the law if they have them in their inventory. So really, it's going to be illegal to buy them. You won't be able to sell one if you've got one. If you want one, you got to get it now. You've got to go down to.
You've got to buy it no later than the 21st of this month. No later than the 21st of this month to get it in time.
Absolutely correct.
To give you the 10 days. So you got to run down to Bastiani right now, John Bastiani on Clarksburg, and he's got a selection of them that if you want to buy AR, I call them a semi, I call them a sporting rifle, self-loading.
Yeah, modern sporting rifle.
Modern sporting rifle. But you got to do it by the 21st if you want to give somebody a present or do any of that stuff. You got to do it.
You know what,
now.
Carl, they shouldn't wait till the 21st. They should
go
do it now. Because if anything delays your 10-day waiting period, if the government has a hiccup or a power failure and the computer goes down during your 10-day waiting period, or if that something happens at the dealer, or if you have a death in the family and you can't pick it up at your 10 days, you're going to be held. And they will not, if you buy it this year and you don't get delivery of it before 10:45 on the 31st of December in the evening, you will not get that gun. Period.
Now there is one thing you said. Now, if FFL, a federal firearms dealer, has a license for semi-automatic self-loading sporting rifles,
right?
You can still buy those, but is that correct?
No. You will not be able to buy modern sporting rifles
anywhere
at all. And anywhere in the state of California, unless you're law enforcement, and they can only get them from licensed assault weapon dealers, of which there are relatively few in the state.
So what about those people that have a AR?
Okay. They're going to have 1 year, all of next year, to make a decision whether they want to register that modern sporting rifle that has a bullet button. Those are the ones that qualify. If you have a gun that has a bullet button, you will get to decide whether you want to register it with the state of California as a California assault weapon, which means that once you do, it's yours, it's legal to have. You have to ask permission to use it in certain places. But when you die, the gun has to die. You cannot sell it. You cannot will it to your kids.
You can't give it to your kids.
Anything like that.
My son's a U.S. Marshal, so he could get it. No, even he can't get it.
No, that gun
dies.
A licensed California assault weapon cannot be transferred to anybody. It has to be destroyed or turned into the police.
Well, and what if we don't register them?
Well,
then you're a lawbreaker.
Then you're in possession of an illegal assault weapon, and you are subject to being charged with a misdemeanor or a felony, a wobbler charge, and you can lose your gun rights forever.
Right. If you go down and buy one right now, and this is a good point, if you're telling everybody to run down and buy one, you better tell them what they have to do. So if you go down and you buy one, you've got a year then to register it as an assault weapon. And then
it would be registered when you buy it now.
That will kick in next year.
Yeah.
But we have until January 1st of 2018 to have that registration done. There are a couple of other options that are going to be available to you. One, you disassemble the gun down to a lower, just a strip lower. If you have a strip lower and you have the gun in parts, you are not in violation of the law. Okay, you can keep it and put it in a box, put it away, and save it until we are successful in overturning these laws in the courts. And then you can reassemble it and have it legally. The other thing that you can do is that you can reconfigure the gun so that it is, quote, California compliant. And we don't know what that means yet, but we do know that there will be multiple products out there that will help people to have their guns configured in a manner to where they don't have to register them and they are not illegal assault weapons.
Okay, let me ask you now this. We got to take a break here, Sam.
Sure.
So let's just take a break here because I have some questions on this. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by, of course, Bastiani Arms down on Larkspur Lane. What are you going to say about that?
Funny
how that happens, huh? The 2539 Larkspur. Right now, he's got a number of course, weapons on sale for his clients and for those people there. This is an extremely good store, my friends. This is where I go to buy my guns. This is a store that has great gunsmithing. It has classes on CCW. It is a full-service gun store. All the accessories, reloading equipment, it's got it all. All of this at Bastiani Arms, plus the fact it's locally owned, locally operated. Husband and wife team who have just done a great job at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by today and say, hey, that 308 self-loading sporting rifle you have on the wall looks great, and I'd like to buy that. And you just go in and plunk your money down. You can do your background check. And then you find a way until January 1st, 2018. You shoot it, and then you either register it or you take it apart until things change.
Sanity returns to this country.
There you go. Okay, we'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. But head on down to Bastiani Arms. See what they have. I'm heading down today.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime,
a favorite holiday tradition returns to the Cascade Theater Wednesday, December 21st, with Tamashian Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This cultural holiday feast for the whole family is filled with all new music, heartwarming stories that fill the Cascade with joy, laughter, Irish melodies, and the giving spirit of the season. Wednesday, December 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
What's that? Oh, it's music.
It's music.
Welcome back
good
to Free Fire.
Good music, too, Bob. Yeah. I like the choice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
Thursday, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 37 degrees going up to 47. Rain. It's going to be
and
like
a little
this.
Snow around the edges.
A little snow around the edges like last night. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, of course, if you're going to go shopping, which you, I know you are. Okay, we've already talked about heading down immediately to Bastiani Arms. We'll all meet down there, have coffee, and buy stuff. Dandelion Boutique. After that, guys, head on to Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. Just say, I'm not sure exactly what she wants. Well, I tell you what, a Brighton bag will always work. I can tell you that right now. No matter what you've done. No matter what's happened in the world, a Brighton bag delivered with love works. That, and they've got everything else you could possibly want, too. Jewelry, hats, home decor, beautiful candles, they've got it all. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Head on down there. Tell them that Carl said to go down there and for them to save you. Okay. Trish. Okay, we got Sam Paredes on the line. Okay, Sam, here's the big part. All right. We're talking about a magazine-loaded weapon, one a detachable magazine centerfire weapon.
Correct.
If you don't, but it also has to have either a flash suppressor, a pistol grip, a telescoping sight, or not sight, but a stock. If it doesn't have any of those, is it considered as an assault weapon?
No, it is not. The definition of an assault weapon under the California Penal Code is a semi-automatic firearm with a detachable box magazine and one of the following features: a conspicuously protruding pistol grip, a flash hider, a forward pistol grip, or a thumb hole or a folding stock. If it doesn't have one of those other features, it is not considered an assault weapon. So,
does it have to have a bullet? Does it have to have a bullet button?
If it does, yeah, it had it. Since this law passed, it had to have a bullet button because present regulations say that a detachable box magazine that requires a magazine that requires a tool to remove it from the gun is not considered a detachable magazine, and a cartridge, a bullet tip can be considered as a tool. That's how the bullet button came into play.
Right.
Jerry Brown was the attorney general who worked that deal out and put that into the law. So now they're saying that, no, we made a mistake. We don't like the bullet button. If you have a bullet button, you still have an assault weapon. And therefore, you have to either reconfigure it, destroy it, turn it into the police, move it outside of the state of California, or register it as a California assault weapon.
Okay, say then I have a magazine-fed, box magazine-fed rifle, with a detachable magazine that doesn't have any of the other qualities to make it into the, you know, the quote assault weapon. I don't have to register that then, do I?
No, you do not. Like the Ruger Mini 14.
Yeah.
The M1A, M1 Grand,
right.
the tanker conversion that had the detachable magazine.
Yeah.
None of those guns are considered. The Kel-Tecs are not considered because they don't have the pistol grips.
M14s don't need them? Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, the other thing, too, and this is the funny thing, is the M1 Grand, one of the best battle rifles ever conceived and probably killed more people in combat than you'll ever be able to count, does not have to be registered.
That's correct.
That's right.
It does not.
Does not, because it does not have a detachable magazine.
Yeah, of course. Okay. As far as the legislature is concerned, the M1 Garand is not as deadly, implement of war as a, AR-15 with, that's set up for squirrel hunting or prairie dog hunting or something like
Which
that.
Which is what a lot of people use that. That's what they use it
Absolutely.
For. Absolutely. Okay. And it's a great, great rifle to shoot. Okay.
It is.
Move on to the bullets.
Let's move on to the bullets.
Okay.
Ammunition.
Ammunition.
We bullets and magazines are kind of inseparable here because they were both acted on by the legislature and by Proposition 63, where the western half of California voted for it, and the eastern and central, eastern and northern part of California voted against it. Unfortunately, more knuckleheads live in the Bay Area and Southern
Angeles,
California
yeah.
than up here. And they voted to strip us of our gun rights. And this is what happens. We don't know exactly what happens. That's the key thing. Even the Department of Justice doesn't know if the legislation trumps the initiative, because the legislation was written in a way to amend the initiative, or if the initiative will trump the legislation and which goes into effect. And here's the big difference. Under the legislation, if you have previously purchased, and they're both messed up, they are both screwed, blued, and tattooed as far as their implementation, and they passed them and wrote them with that knowledge when they did it. If under the legislation, you can go, and if you have previously purchased and registered a gun and you are on the automated firearm system, it's called AFIS, then you go in. They put you on the computer, they swipe your driver's license, and they say, okay, you've already got a background check done. Here's your ammunition. It's $1 per box. Go away. Oh, by the way, you have to fill out all this paperwork. You still have to fill out the paperwork, and then you go away. Under the initiative, we have to plan ahead. We have to apply for a certified ammunition purchaser's permit, basically. It'll cost us $50, and it'll take the Department of Justice up to 30 days to send it back to us. They conduct a background check, they send you a card, and then that card is good for 4 years. And then every time you go, you show the card, they say, okay, you have a valid background check done, and you still have to fill out the paperwork.
What kind of paperwork is this, Sam? Is this something that just
says
our name and I mean, even though I've seen the card that says what we're buying, the kind of ammunition, does it say why we're buying it or any of that stuff?
No, you don't have to do that, but it's the same information that was collected by the federal government from 1968 until the late 1980s when they dropped it because they never, ever, ever solved a crime. It was a big pain in the neck. And it was totally inefficient. But what you put down your name, your address, your driver's license, the type of ammunition you purchased, the caliber, the make, the number of rounds, and then you have to put down the name of the salesman who sold you the ammunition, and then that stuff will ultimately get reported to the Department of Justice.
Hey,
and they're going to keep that on a database.
And are you able to purchase bullets for a gun that is not registered?
The term is cartridges.
Sure, yeah, there's
the
no limitation.
Cartridges.
Yeah. You will be able to buy ammunition for anything. There's no limitation on what. The only limitation is that you cannot sell or give away more than 500 rounds to anybody in total per year without getting a license to be a licensed ammunition vendor. So anybody can buy as much as they want. You're just not going to be able to buy it from, you know, internet or Cabela's or Cheaper Than Dirt or you know,
you can't go across. They don't want you crossing state lines. They don't want you buying. They want to keep track of every round you're buying. Now, what I recommend to everybody when they put down under the, when you're buying it, the name of the salesman is Vint Stevenson. That way, Vint gets his name out there, and then they find out who's this guy that's selling a million rounds of ammunition every 3 weeks. So, and you know what, Vint? Just think of that as a Christmas gift that I'm giving you right now. So, no, but okay, but see, what you're doing right now, what they've done is, they're doing a background on us. Okay, so Carl Bott can buy ammunition, even though he's got a concealed carry, he's got an honorable discharge, and he's got all these other things, blah, 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 he's a business owner. We don't care. We don't care because he's, you know what, really down deep, he is a lawbreaker. So, and he's just waiting. He's just waiting for the chance to do something. Okay, so I go in and I buy my ammo. I've got to pay an extra dollar for my box of 22s. Is it per box or is it per order? In other words,
per box. Per
okay,
box.
So if I go in and buy 50 boxes, I've got to put in another 50 bucks.
That's correct.
It's not per order. Like, okay, I'm making an order of this and here's my dollar. No.
Nope, it's a dollar per box.
Oh, okay. So then, and then after that, and after I fill out the paperwork, now do I, they give it to me right then, though?
Yes, they can give it to you right then.
Okay, there's no, like, a waiting period.
No, but that's coming next because, you know, sure enough, the Department of Justice is going to come up with, you know, have glitches and the system's going to break down and they're not going to be able to process, you know, there's so many people buying guns and they're going to have to say, well, we don't know if they're on the APHIS list or we can't process the 30-day ammo vendor cards fast enough, so we're going to have to institute, you know, a 10-day waiting period for ammo purchases, which is something that will be coming in the future from the legislature to a theater near you. So we probably shouldn't say that because we're giving them ideas.
Okay, all right.
They've already thought of it.
Okay, we need to take a break right now. We got people lining up to talk to you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Now there's where you buy my Christmas gift.
There you go. Now you go because you can never have too many diamonds or too many guns. Right there. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a trained watch repairman and a gentleman that that not only can design jewelry, but he can make jewelry. Design and make jewelry down there. So you can have your own personal piece of jewelry there. They have estate jewelry. Linda loves it there. Trish loves it there. Another great place, people, to buy that Christmas present. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You'll see me down there, too. And, you know, this is for guys. They're open on, I believe, on Christmas Eve. And see, that's the other thing. Then you can see when you buy everything on the morning of the 24th, then you can run over to Mount Shasta Mall, go into that gift wrapping place, and they'll wrap it. Except every other place I know will say, hey, if I buy this, will you wrap it? And they always do.
Yeah,
you know what? Come think of it. Four Winds Jewelry does its own wrapping.
Yes, they do.
So does Dandelion Boutique. And I bet you could probably even get Bastiani Arms to wrap up something for you. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Sam Paredes. It's 8:31 in the morning, 37 degrees out there, going up to 47, and it is cold and rainy.
You need cooling.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Give me back my bullet.
Good one. Give me back my bullets. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're here on Thursday, December the 8th. We're talking to Sam Peretta, CEO. I don't know. It's executive director of Gun Owners of California. You know, whatever he is, you've been there, Sam, since I've been in California. But, you know, and you always fight the great fight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Somebody else that fights a good fight. Veteran-owned business down there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. You want to see a shooting magazine or guns and ammo or car and track or flying or any of those motorcycle type things. There's the place to go to is Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Okay. We're here with Sam Peretta, and we're talking ammunition. We've just found out that we all are going to have to register ourselves. We can't go out of state either, can we?
No, we cannot. You cannot bring ammunition out of state. If you buy ammunition in California, you go out of state, you can bring that back. But if you go out of state and you go hunting and you buy ammunition somewhere else, you cannot bring any unused rounds into the state of California. You'll be in violation of the law. The only thing that is not affected are those of us who are reloaders. There are no regulations against buying bullets, powder, primers, cases,
yes,
reloading machines, yes, and that's one way you can do it and not be registered.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, get this. Boo is saying ammo border patrol. You know what? Now, what they could do is, I mean, you come back through those little places and that fellow or girl is sitting there, and you wonder because how they hire these people to stay there at the border and ask, do you have any fruit that you brought back? And you say no. I mean, and they go, oh, okay. And you go through.
Are they going to do the same thing with bullets?
Will they do the same thing with ammo? Are you bringing back any apples, pears, fruit, or ammo?
Yeah.
Can they do that?
Well, I think it might be even more insidious than that, in that the Department of Justice already has a program where they send agents to the Reno Gun Show, Las Vegas Gun Shows, and they drive around the parking lots and they look for people who arrive in California licensed vehicles. Then they kind of follow them, and then they see if they purchase anything that would be illegal in California, illegal for them to buy in Nevada, but illegal if they take to California. And then they call ahead with the license plate, the make, model of the car, so that they can be visited by somebody on the California side and pulled over.
So they can do that. Now, the first time they catch you is a misdemeanor. But they catch you again bringing in, going up to Cabela's and buying ammo. Like, hey, they've got a big sale on something. I always buy local, so I don't worry about it. So I'll just go down and have to fill out all this stupid paperwork, but, you know, and buy local. But if I, you know, but a lot of people will go over there and they'll buy
big amounts. Like they'll go cheaper than dirt. All these, you know, mm-hmm. for these, they're having, you're going to have these massive sales. So last chance you get to buy this in California. I tell you what, there's going to be sale. You know, they're going to be the UPS drivers coming in here with hernias from delivering ammo. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to Sam, too, and Trish.
Good morning, Mary.
My question is, first of all, when you go in and you buy ammo, according to this new rule, if you have an unregistered gun and you're trying to buy a whole bunch of 22s, they look at the record and they say, okay, you don't own a 22. Okay, so that's number one. The second thing is the whole intent was to go after assault weapons, which is the new name, assault weapons, and yet they're banning all the ammunition. So that doesn't make sense to me at all.
Well, Sam, you want to answer that, because they're not putting restrictions. I mean, you can buy any ammo, whether you've got a 22 pistol or 22 rifle or a 357 registered, you can still buy that ammo, right?
That is correct. You can buy anything you want, but you know what? What she said is absolutely something that we need to be concerned about. If they know what kinds of guns we have registered, and they know what kind of ammunition we are purchasing, it doesn't, you know, the fertile minds of the Department of Justice anti-gun police crew over there, it doesn't take a far stretch of the imagination to see that they say, well, you know, I wonder where these people got this 22 that they're shooting, because all they have is a 357 registered in their name. Maybe we ought to go pay a visit. And that's something that we have to be concerned about into the future. And Carl, let me before we move on, I need to tell you that.
Thank you.
You know, it's.
You bet, Mary.
Thank you
very much.
So much. And thanks for listening.
It's legal for somebody outside of California to come into California and buy ammunition. It's legal under state law and under federal law. The problem is that under the legislation and the initiative, there's no vehicle for somebody to be able to legally buy ammunition. They cannot apply for an ammunition vendor's license because it takes 30 days and you have to be a California resident. And they haven't purchased a gun or don't have a gun registered in the AFIS list, the automated firearm system, so they cannot have an instant background check. They can't buy ammo. It's legal for them to, but there's no vehicle for them to. And the Department of Justice says, yep, that's a problem. We'll see you guys in court. You know,
that's
the answer.
That leads me to another question. It's the second time you said, hey, you know what? Screw you guys. We'll just see you in court. And we're using your tax dollars to take your rights away from you. New Supreme Court justice. Maybe two. Maybe three. Maybe four. You never can tell, you know.
Yes.
They're getting up there. So, but right away, Scalia. And the choices that so far that Mr. Trump has thrown out there have been all very, very pro-gun. And Sessions, Jeff Sessions, as the Attorney General, is very pro-gun. So if somebody, you know, said, okay, this isn't fair, you can't do this, and you put it on a fast track up to the Supreme Court, they could slap these down.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the light at the end of the tunnel for us. In a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment Supreme Court, we will finally have an opportunity to really legally overturn so much of the gobbledygook we have here in California, all of these unconstitutional laws that we have that the legislature passes saying, we don't care what the Constitution says. We don't care what the Second Amendment says. We're California, and we're different, and we're going to do it our way. Well, we're going to be able to turn those things around, make those laws illegal, and have them ripped off the books. And when that happens, it's going to be done with great joy and aplomb.
Well, and I think that, you know, we stressed this throughout the election process, that was, for me, the biggest thing we had going.
If I said...
If Trump was not elected, we didn't have a prayer of ever turning any of this around. And if he was, at least we had the shot of going through the process and our lawsuits actually bearing
fruit.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, when people ask me, how could you vote for Trump? You know, why are you voting? And the first reason I always said was, especially after he put out his choices of who he would pick, I said the Supreme Court of the United States, because everything else a president does can be fought in the Congress, either through the House or the Senate.
Which is a good thing, because now Trump can go in there and turn around a lot of what Obama did with the stroke of a pen.
But you can do that. But the Supreme Court of the United States, for life, whoever gets in there is going to affect my grandkids. So that was one of the big things. That's what I would tell people. Of course, the people that voted for Hillary wanted her brand of Supreme Court justices anyway.
So and I want to just throw in one thing right now, because I have a lot of friends out there who ask, why do I belong to Gun Owners of California and NRA and those things? And this is our opportunity. If you're not a member of those two organizations, now is the time you get on board and you start supporting them, because we are in for the long haul on this and have an opportunity to make a change. We all need to be a part of it.
I love you, Trish.
Oh, I'm just saying.
It's true.
You know, everybody, you just got to do it.
Sam's been fighting
You really do. If you're not engaged in the fight, you know, not everybody can go to the Capitol and lobby. Not everybody can stand in the courthouse and argue a case. Not everybody can work in elections all over the state of California, or really all over the country. But you can support an organization that is doing that on your behalf and doing it pretty doggone well, has been doing it for a long time, and has a lot of people who are on board. And that's Gun Owners of California. We're the oldest pro-gun political action committee. We do only three things. We fight in the legislature on your behalf, even though we know the odds are terrible. We fight in elections to elect pro-gun people, and here in California, that's becoming more and more difficult. And finally, we fight in the courts by supporting the lawsuits throughout the country that are going to restore your Second Amendment rights. And if you want to do that, no matter how bad it looks, we invite you to join Gun Owners of California. You can go to gunownersca.com. Just Google Gun Owners of California and find out about what we do. We don't kill you with mail. You get four pieces of mail a year. They're all newsletters giving you information on what's going on. And you've got access to our website with our blog and news and updates on what's going on with your gun rights. Join the fight.
About a great Christmas gift. This is what you do for your sons and your grandsons and your daughters. Buy them a membership in Gun Owners of California for Christmas.
And you do that just by going to the website, Gun Owners of California, right?
Yep, okay. Absolutely. You can do that right there. We still have some tickets left for our 52-gun and 52-week raffle, where we give away a new gun every weekend of the year. You buy one ticket for $50, and it puts you in all 52 of the raffles until you win one. We limit the tickets to 1,500, so the chances are pretty good. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a significant fundraiser.
Is that a California legal weapon, or can it just anyone? Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break here.
You're getting trouble, Carl.
No, I would never do that on purpose. Let me see here.
Trouble is where we live.
Who have I come here? Oh, I'll tell you what. BNT Satellite. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. They want to give a gift of a free satellite service to an active military family this winter. For every 10 new customers BNT Satellite receives, they'll be setting up service for an active military family in our community, doing a full free year of service. That's cool. So what we're going to do too, also, and for everyone that you sign up, say you're already in, and you're a veteran, and you and I say, Trish, why don't you sign up for Dish? And she does. She gets $100. You get $100 freebie, mm-hmm. and then I, because I signed you up, I get $100 off my dish bill. My dish bill. All of this specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. The owner of this is a veteran. Owner of BNT Satellite is a veteran. He is a great guy. He's pushing out. He's the one that says, don't call the 800 number. I mean, how can you miss that one? Call BNT Satellite Dish, 241-3474, or stop by the office located at 1007 Dana Drive. We'll be right back with Terry's on the line. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark.
Thursday, love Thursday.
December 8th, we love you. Love you being here. It's December the 8th. It's 37 degrees. What's it look like for the rest of the week?
It looks like it's going to be rainy and high is about 47, lows about 37, and possibility of good rain through the weekend. A slight chance by Sunday. Weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793.
Okay, now this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know what? It's not only when you have a gun, but you need to be trained in CCW. And Northern Firearms Instruction, this is all they do. They train people all over Northern California, now down into Central California. Every one of the instructors is a professional NRA type that's gone through all the classes, plus extra classes put on by the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major. And he prides himself on giving excellent, extraordinarily good classes and safe classes. Never incidents. Never one time been an incident of thousands of people that have gone through the course. Over 2,500 a year go through his courses right here in Northern California. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. And I can just tell you this, is that there is an advanced class for this weekend. This Sunday, for people that already have a CCW, we're going to take you out and do an advanced class that includes scenarios, shotgun training, and presentation, and shooting from behind barricades, close-in shooting if somebody attacks you, all of these things at the advanced class. But you have to sign up for it, 999-1822 or readingccw.com. Okay, we're back here with Sam Paredes. And from Gun Owners of California. And by the way, tomorrow, just for everybody, tomorrow's guest will be Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council member. And we're going to be talking about, gosh, what's happened since D didn't pass, about raises for personnel in the city. What's plan B for us to go on and fight crime here? So Francie will be with us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
It says here, we got people here saying they're going to be at the state capitol when the ammo law is in effect with bricks or 22 long rifle to sell, trade, or lend. And they're going to do it in January of 2018. If you get 1,000 people to do it, I think you're safe.
You get one or two, you're in trouble.
You get four or five people, you could have a problem, I think. Hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Sam. Thank you so much for what you do, my friend. You are
I don't think folks realize just how hard you work, and this man goes anywhere and everywhere to help fight for our liberties. And thank you so much, Sam.
It's a pleasure and it's an honor, Terry. And I'll be coming back up to Reading. It looks like at the end of January, one of the Monday meetings to come up and give everybody an update on what's going on face to face, and I can answer all of the questions at the Tea Party meeting. Check with the Reading Tea Party to find out when I'll be there. I'll be happy to see everybody.
Yeah, it'll be January the 23rd. You're coming up, and we are now known as the Reading Patriots.
Fantastic.
There's been a bit of a change in the name because we're representing a whole bunch of different things. So we've and that'll be at 6 o'clock at the Eagle Nest Church on Bocelli Lane, and we're excited to have you. But I got a couple of quick questions and a couple of quick things I wanted to bring up, if I may. In October, we had a meeting at the Patriot meeting. We had Tom Basenko come in, our sheriff, and we were talking to him about the new gun laws. And there were some pretty pointed questions on that. One, will you be basically enforcing these laws? And Sam, you make such a great point. All this stuff is unconstitutional, and you, my good friend, have to get attorneys out there, and we've got to send you money so that you can get the attorneys hired so that you can fight to keep our constitutional rights, which to me is absurd, and I know it is to you too. The second meeting we had was about 2 days, was 2 days later, and it was in Cottonwood. We had 300 people, and this was the question that was asked to the sheriff, which gave everybody pause, and it's now stemmed to a third meeting, which is going to be held someplace, maybe even at the fairgrounds in Anderson. They're working on it right now. Our sheriff's answer to, will you enforce these laws that are coming on the books that are unconstitutional, unlike Sheriff Poindexter in MODOC, who said he will not enforce them, he made a public statement saying he will not enforce them. Our sheriff made the comment that, we'll keep it low priority. Well, that's sort of the Irish democracy, the Irish rule of law. In other words, it'll be low priority unless I don't like you. I mean, I'm not saying he'd ever do that, but I'm just saying that kind of leaves that door open. And I want to get your opinion on our sheriffs that do have the constitutional right to stand between us and these unconstitutional laws.
You are correct. They have the right or the charge to enforce the law and enforce the Constitution, and there's a priority of laws that they need to enforce. There's a supremacy first of the federal laws and then the state laws, and of course the Constitution being on top of that. Now, there are various ways that our sheriffs have complied with the Constitution. One issue is that it's an issue that's being discussed right now under the federal law, where the federal government has a right to enforce certain laws before others. They choose to do something over another thing or not enforce certain laws, and that is an option that is available to our sheriffs also, and the net effect we have found is the same thing, is that those laws either get, they don't participate with the state on their investigations, because I can guarantee the state is going to come to Shasta County and investigate a lot of the application of a lot of these laws. The sheriff can choose not to participate with them, which would be a huge benefit, because then DOJ doesn't have enough staff people to do what they want to do. I hold sheriffs feet to the fire based on the results of their actions. How they go about and justify what they are doing is something that we definitely listen to, we definitely comment on, but the net result of their actions is that if the Constitution is being upheld under their jurisdiction or it's not. And that's how we've been able to navigate, and that's why we have over 30 sheriffs out of the 58 sheriffs in the state of California who are the net effect applying the Constitution and saying, you know what, the Constitution is going to be upheld. There will be a lot of people who will say, you know what, it's up to the courts to decide what the Constitution means, to define it and to give it.
I think
we don't go along with that.
Okay. Terry, thanks a lot. We got to run. Okay. Hey, Sam.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We got a couple minutes. Now, what big events are coming up for Gun Owners of California?
We've got a whole slew of events coming up at the beginning of the year. We've got a fundraising event in you can go to our website. We, in Yuba Sutter, we have a dinner coming up. In Citrus Heights, we have one coming up. We're trying to do something up in Shasta County again. We've got one in Oroville coming up. We've got another one in Vacaville. We've got a sporting clay shoot down in Ione. So there will be plenty of opportunities for people to participate with gun owners and have fun while doing it and be a part of the fight. And it is a one heck of a fight. And we need more people to help us. We can't do it alone.
Sam Paredes, thank you so much for being with us today. I know it was short notice, but and I was thinking because I read an article about all these things that are going on in with the gun laws and how they're going to impact on us starting January 1st. So, again, as we said, if you want to go out there and you want to get that AR now or that modern sporting rifle, if you want
to get it, go today.
Go down to Bastiani. He's got a bunch of them on his wall. Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. Trish and I are going down there on Friday.
Yes.
And looking at a few
things. Just to look.
Of course, we own no weapons. And except, of course, what's been registered. Anyway, Sam, again, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And look, don't give up the good fight, Sam.
Never will.
Merry Christmas, folks. Sam.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Hey, again, Francie Sullivan, Redding City Councilwoman, will be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock as our guest, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on in the city. Everybody have a great day. Trish, thank you so much, honey.
See you next Thursday.
You bet. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Won't be
turned around. The news is next on KCNR Shasta Redding, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge has denied a defense request for a mistrial in the case of Dylan Roof. The 22-year-old is on trial for hate crimes and other charges in the fatal shootings of 9 black parishioners at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Environmentalists are aghast at President-elect Trump's choice to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Putting Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt in charge, they say, is like putting an arsonist in charge of fighting a fire. Mr. Trump's senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says, not so.
Attorney General Pruitt has great qualifications and a good record as the AG of Oklahoma, and there were a number of qualified candidates for that particular position that the president-elect interviewed, and he settled on Attorney General Pruitt, and we'll look forward to the confirmation hearing.
The congressman who wants the job of Democratic National Committee chairman has a problem not